The Gaming Grunts present a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign, Storm King's Thunder.
I will start at the top of the deck unless... Or do we just start the recording?
Just start a recording.
All right.
Welcome, everyone, to episode six. I have a cold, so maybe I am sick. Of Storm King's Thunder, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts.
Woo-hoo.
When last we left our heroes, they were in a rather knockdown, drag-out fight with orcs, orugs, magmen. The orcs were riding axe beaks, and all capped out and led by two gigantic, quite literally, fire giants. The battle has raged through the past four episodes, and they have finally whittled down their foes to one Orug and a handful of magmen and, you know, a couple of fire giants. The fire giants have been ignoring the battle and are busy digging a hole in the ground in the caravan mustering fields, where they have unearthed some object and are in the process of trying to remove it from the hole that they've created. In addition, the characters, the players have been running six NPCs from the town, three of whom are down and making death saving throws. So we're at a little bit of a tense point in the battle with a number of people close to death. Fortunately, none of the players. And we are at the top of the order, and the top of the order is Lillian. Lillian, what would you like to do?
I'd like to shoot things with my bow.
Hey, that sounds fun.
What's the nearest enemy besides Agadir?
Who is the nearest enemy besides Agadir? That would be the Aura.
It's going to be the Aura, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're at the top of the little keep tower, right?
That's right. He's standing on top of the keep tower. Okay.
And I am going to shoot my bow for 15.
15. It glances off the plate mail of the Aurig. It misses.
What a jerk. But it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'll just shoot again. Another 15.
Yeah, unfortunately, another 15 misses.
Have Hordebreaker, and there is an explodey guy over here.
Explodey guy, yes.
Be in range, so we'll shoot it as well.
Okay.
For what I wish I rolled on the other one.
Well, that is definitely enough to hit, and that is definitely enough to kill it. And
enough to explode.
And it will splody. Which means that everybody within 10 feet must make a dexterity saving throw. That means Tankrin, the Orug, Dorothra automatically fails. Tankrin, 20. 20 is going to be perfectly fine. So you're going to take half damage. The Aurig is, let's see, the Aurig fails. He'll take full damage. And Dorothra has no choice. Takes full damage, which, 11. Okay, so the Aurig takes 11 damage. You're gonna take 5 damage.
Okay.
Dorothra fails, right?
Dorothra fails a saving throw. Yes. He is on two failed, one success.
Three fail would permanent kills.
It is permadeath. without something dramatic like revivify or resurrection, right? Not looking great for Dorathra. But that does further damage the Aurig, which is an upside, I guess. Immediately after Lillian is one of the fire giants. And that fire giant leverages his great sword underneath whatever this object is, and he pulls it free from the soil. And you see this gigantic, twisted, what looks like it would have at one point been some kind of a circle or a ring of some sort, pulls it free, but it looks like it's been twisted and broken, and looks like some metallic substance, material of some sort. He pulls it free from the soil, and that's his action.
How big a ring are we talking about?
It is over 10 feet across.
So Stargate size.
It's huge. It's maybe not quite Stargate. I feel like Stargate was a bit bigger than that, but yeah, I mean, 10 feet. So maybe a little smaller than Stargate. Okay. Doesn't have quite as thick of a construct to it, to the rims, but it's pretty big. It's pretty big.
How big would you say it is in Library of Congress's?
Library of Congress's. I don't know. I don't know if I understand that reference. it's big. So next up is Othavir.
I just realized I am controlling it.
Is he in melee with a magman?
No,
he is in melee with two magmen. He's in melee range of two magmen. He's within 10-foot burst of two magmen. Let's put it that way.
He can't retreat without provoking AOO.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
So yeah, it's kind of a toss up. Do you take the damage from the explodey? Do you not attack them? Do you move away to attack them? You know, got to figure out how you want to deal with that.
Yeah, I forgot how magmen attack. Are they
mad? It's touch. They basically just flap at you with their magma hot burning arms. It's not ranged. It's melee.
I see.
Is anyone on fire? Nobody's on fire, are they?
Should we be?
Well, you should be if you've been hit by this guy. But I haven't been doing that. So lucky you guys.
Okay. Yeah, because technically I guess the Aurog, since he failed his saving throw, he'd be on fire, right?
Well, the death burst does not ignite things unless it's flammable object. Flammable objects that aren't being worn or carried are ignited. So there are, and we already talked about it, like the fence and things like that are in bad shape. They're kind of
it's their melee attack that puts on fire.
It is. It's their melee attack that causes people to.
Okay, I have a question before I cast this spell. I want to cast Thunder Wave.
Othavir or Sandswood?
Othavir. Am I controlling it?
Yeah, you are.
right? Yeah. So it says if the saving throw success, it would take some damage and push away 10 feet.
Right.
So if that kills it, will it explode first or push
the away? It'll explode 10 feet away. You'd probably push it out of the danger zone. Yeah.
Nice. And the other question is, can my willings fail a saving throw?
It's centered on you, so.
Well, you're talking about for someone else.
For someone else. For example, like.
Sure.
Answood.
Sure.
Okay, I'll cast it. I'll cast the Thunder Wave.
Now, if you fail the saving throw, you take 2d8 damage.
I know, but if I success, I take half of it.
Does this also hit Dars, who's right there as well?
Dars.
So Dars, Sanswood, and Othavir are all kind of on top of each other.
I feel
right. This, yes. Let's see.
Definitely within 15.
15 feet.
Yeah. 15 foot cube originating from you. So yes, it would hit all four of those people in that area.
This would be so interesting. So Dars is still alive, right?
Dars is still alive. He's actually in pretty good shape. I think he's at full HP.
Yeah, I think he's full.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, I'll do it. decide to cast Thunder Wave. Level 1 Thunder Wave here. So let's do it. Okay, you just cast it. So
So I need to make a DC 13 saving throw, right? No, Constitution saving throw.
Constitution.
Yeah. Okay, for the first one, the guy all the way to the left, he's going to roll. He makes it. The guy right that's almost dead, he's going to make a. He makes it. So go ahead and roll for Sanswood, and whoever has, or unless you're going to automatically fail.
2d8 damage is one roll for everyone or individual?
It's one roll for everyone.
And can I roll it first?
Yeah. all right, I'll let you.
Thank you. 7
points of damage. So success at 7 points of damage, fail it's 3.
Fail is 3. So
no, the other way around.
All right.
Success is 3, fail it's 7. So you're right. Sorry.
Okay, Sanswood is going to
So you can automatically fail if you want.
Is going to try and fail.
The Sanswood is going to automatically fail.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so, and he gets pushed back.
So he gets
10 feet.
10 feet.
Are you willing to take 4 damage to move 10 feet? Essentially,
not even the melee range.
Like here.
Yeah.
No, he's got to take 7 damage.
Okay, and
well, 7, he has got 4 additional.
Is that going to be an attack of opportunity from leaving melee range?
No, because it's involuntary. But that's a good question. It's involuntary, so it is not considered. Okay, so these guys.
In a way, it kind of is voluntary. The saving throw. But
moving. He's being moved.
I tried to dodge the Thunder Wave, but I
didn't try very hard.
I did not try very hard. Yeah.
I need you to make, I need Othavir to make a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity saving throw.
And Duraz needs to make a saving throw.
Yeah, Duraz first.
For the Thunder Wave, yes.
3 points killed that one magman.
Yeah, yes, it did. It was one hit, and only had one hit.
It's a D10. Okay.
Why does Durathra need to make?
Duraz, not Durathra.
Oh.
Okay. 15. Yeah. That's a success.
without any bonus. No. This is off of your for the death burst. I don't know.
So the dex bonus.
Oh no! Not for the he needs to. He doesn't need to make. He doesn't need to make a dexterity saving throw for the death burst. He's far enough away. Or is he?
Wait a minute. You just said.
I'm going to say he's.
Ulthavir is in melee range, so he's.
For the
death and they burst. Both made their saving throws, so they're not 20 feet away.
I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. Ulthavir, yes. Ulthavir needs to make a saving throw for the death burst. That is correct.
Yeah, I rolled 15.
You got a 15. Although you
any bonus or penalty?
Yeah, there's
no bonus.
Okay, so he takes half damage, with which is
four.
Which is four.
Still dead. Is it? Or one? One. Yeah, one left.
Yeah. You see? Oh, wow. That is funny. So yeah, he took four hit points. Did
and then Dars needs to make a dex constitution saving throw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Against your
Dars.
Yeah, against your Thunder Wave. Who has Dars? That may be
playing Dars?
Yeah, I think so. Well,
I guess we have to wait for Bala.
Find him.
I don't have his character sheet. Where is it?
Yeah, Bala's got him. Do you want to go ahead and control him, Sanswood?
Yeah, I can do that, but I don't have his character sheet yet.
Just roll a d20 and we can go ahead and settle this.
Okay, yeah, but I don't know if it has any bonus or...
Yeah, John's character sheet
opens. I just shared it to you.
Five is pretty obvious.
Right, exactly.
Seven points of damage and knockback 10 feet.
Yeah. He does a plus one, but that doesn't matter. All right. So, yeah, you should have control of him now.
Okay.
Seven damage and knockback 10 feet.
Okay. Seven. Okay. Save settings. Okay. Done.
Oh, all righty. And then go ahead and move him.
And which one is dead? If we trigger
that one is dead.
Burst. Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. Not sure if it's good or not.
Okay. Are you going to move Dars?
Interesting. Yes.
Dars gets knocked back 10 feet.
I'm so confused. So, yes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to try move away from.
Well, Dars gets knocked back.
No.
Yeah.
Dars gets knocked back. So
10 feet.
Yes.
10 feet directly away from Ulthavir.
So does it, like, here? I don't. Wait a minute.
A little further. Yeah, we'll say the. He's right up against the wall. You can move him a little further. Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Okay,
that's good.
And then I can move all the veer right to.
He'll take an attack of opportunity, but you can't.
Yes, and its speed is 30 feet, so I'll try move to.
I would honestly consider just running north or up.
Yeah.
Up and away.
Yes, I'm going to do that. So 30...
Just out of range for anybody to heal you.
Yeah, that's also one of my... Okay, I'll move to here. Let's first take the attack first.
Attack of opportunity. It may be a moot point.
That's a moot point.
19.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, he takes 8 points of damage.
So
we'll mark him as down.
Horizontal.
Without failing. Cool.
All right. So he tries to move away, but now the bagman punches out and knocks him to the ground. All right, and he'll start his death saving throws on his next turn. Agater.
So many people down.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to heal people, but I want to be around to heal them as well. So I am going to go with my original plan, and I am going to cast Dissonant Whispers using one of my spell slots against the Orog in front of me. So he has a DC 14 wisdom save to make.
The wise
or elf one.
He fails.
Not wise at all.
He takes 10 psychic damage and he must move
away.
Yeah, he must move. I think it's 30.
He refuses to move away.
Oh.
Because he's dead. He falls to the ground clutching his head.
Oh, does he?
Yes. And stops moving.
Even better.
Nearby psychic damage. Better. Whoa.
Oh, that's almost disheartening. I really wanted to put him into the whatever that mess of vines and darkness. Oh. That just ruined my well-laid plans. So that's my action.
How well could they have been laid if you ruined them instantly?
Yeah, true. Bards don't make good plans. I am going to, let's see, move 30 feet. Where can I get to?
Nice.
I'm going to move up close to the two dead people.
Not yet.
Well, two. Those dead people. Two. Yeah, basically, I'm going to try to put myself right in between them. So I'm kind of there. I'm not stepping on the gnome. I'm just kind of like hovering right behind him.
Right. Gotcha. So, gotcha.
How high are you forming?
That's all I get because I don't really have a bonus action that I can use. I'm all out of inspiration.
You're all out of love. Can't live without you.
And since I cast a spell, I can't use Healing Word. Because that would be my only bonus action spell. So that's it. That's it. I'm done. Hopefully they'll be alive next round.
No, another one.
Yeah, let's see.
And by the way, what is the order of the...
The Magmen?
Yeah, I saw two, but what
is... So there are three of them left, right? Yes. The two to the right go right now. And the one to the left goes much further down.
Three, okay.
Just past Toph.
Okay.
And he is going to basically dash just to put himself right there, further lighting the fence on fire. And this other guy is going to move up here and take a swipe at, that's Tankard, I think, in that mess, right?
Yep.
And probably this. Oh, it's with a 24
crit.
He does 17 points of damage, of fire damage.
Why?
Still up.
Wow. Man, he just comes barreling at you and just slams you center of mass. Fire and magma just splatters across your body, burning you everywhere. And it hurt. It hurt. So that's it for them. And it's Dars's turn. Good old Dars. And that is you, Sandswood.
Yes. Oh, I see. I can see the character sheet now. So,
yeah, he's a sling for ranged. He does have a short sword. He does sneak attack if there's a enemy within 5 feet, a conscious enemy within 5 feet. Unfortunately, there is not.
Yeah, so I can just use range weapon to where
it was a sling 14. Attack.
Yeah, it's a sling attacks plus four with. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll do that to the. I still don't remember the name, but okay, I'll do that to it. So it's a D20 plus four, right?
You should be able to click on sling if you have the
shield. Yeah, you should be. Yeah, if you have the shield.
Yeah. Nice. 18.
Okay, an 18 will hit.
Will hit.
Six right. Damage.
Oh, it's there.
Which, yeah, seems yep. Like it should do the trick. Unfortunately, it is a non-magical attack, so it the sling stone gets swallowed up in it. It does damage, but he's still up.
Okay.
Is he gonna make any movement or anything like that?
No, it's not. It's, it stays there. He okay. Stays there. Yeah, stays there.
All right. Next up is Urgala. Who has Urgala?
I do.
All right.
Looks like she's in bow range.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Hold on. Bringing up the sheet. Yeah, short bow twice.
First attack hits, and the arrow just pierces into it, gets swallowed up like you've seen so many of the other things that hit this thing, and you think, oh, no, it's just, that wasn't enough, but it sits there and it quivers for a little bit, and it detonates, destroying itself and everything around it. The only thing within range is Othavir. So he takes a death saving throw. Fails a death save.
So two left.
So let's see. That's Othavir.
Yeah.
There, one fail. All right.
And then Urgala will try to move to, I guess, about there to try to get line of sight on
okay.
On the Magman for next round. But that's it.
Okay. Doesn't have a second to attack.
Oh, yeah, she does have a second attack, but yeah. She has line of sight? Okay.
How does that work? Can you split your action?
Extra, yeah, it's one attack action.
Are you going to?
Yeah,
one.
No, your call.
Well, I think it's you get like two attacks per action, right?
Yeah, but the question is, can you move in the middle? Can you split your action? You can. If you take an action that includes more than one weapon attack, you can break up your movement even further by moving between those attacks. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. She will fire at the other Magman.
Really?
And bringing up my character sheet here.
Oh, you're going to kill Gelrin and...
Yeah, you go...
Zarathra, but, you know, I don't care.
Or both.
Whatever.
No.
No, he's not. Or no, she's not. Yeah, just whistles over the head of the Magman.
The spirits.
I couldn't use cutting words because I'm out of bardic inspiration.
Yeah.
Please don't do
all
that.
Right.
All right, that's it.
Okay, next up is Sandswood.
Yeah, this one's faster. Okay, I'll move here. I believe it's next to and cast Cure Wounds to him. It's a...
To Othavir?
Yeah.
Okay, and so Othavir comes conscious.
Back to 10.
Back to 10, yeah.
I had and he plus 5.
And shakes his head and tries to clear his head from being dead.
And can you remove that skull?
Yeah.
I think I cannot do that. Oh, yeah, nope. Nice.
I think you actually can. It's just it's in a weird menu.
Yeah, it's a weird menu.
But that's okay. All right. Okay.
Move and cast a spell. That's all.
Yep. All right. And next up is Narth. Narth needs to make a death saving throw.
No. Death saving throw.
No.
Roll
D20. Narth is also dead?
He's dead.
He's down.
He's down, yes.
Yep. 14.
14 is a success.
Oh, nice.
Actually, that is his, that's his third success. So he is stable.
Unless he gets an explodey range.
Right. Well, then he'll be back to...
Yeah,
making
him again.
Starting over, saving
brother. Yeah, the confusing part is I can still see HP bar of Gnar, so I don't know it's already.
Oh wait, that's interesting.
Yeah,
he is downed though. We did not get him back up. I don't think.
Okay.
Because
he has the like down symbol on him.
He does.
Well, I think someone just didn't set the HP to zero.
Okay. Got it, but it's stable.
Yes, he's stable now. Othavir is back up. And, okay, good deal. So, Tankrin, you are up.
Yeah, I think with only 6 hit points, Tankrin is going to lay on hands on himself.
Okay.
And that will do it. Okay. Because he's in melee attack range, so he'll just stand there and be ready in case there's an AOO.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you mean, in case? You mean because there will be?
Hang on. One second here.
How much does your lay on hands do?
I have a total of 25. I'm using 20.
Okay. So you are back to 27.
26.
Oh, 26. Okay. Well, you can choose 20 in one action. That's cool.
Yep.
Nice.
Up to 25, can't you? Or
yeah, up to 25, but I want to say 5 for...
Yeah, that's
a question. Can you lay on hands by putting one hand on two different creatures and then just doing a single lay on hands?
No, it's touch a creature.
No.
Wait, didn't we use...
Lay on hand versus lay on hands?
So... Quick reminder, didn't we use Lay on Hands to...
We used his channel
divinity. Turn the tide.
Right.
More people.
Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately, I think he only has one...
Yeah, one
channel divinity. So, unfortunately...
That
would be great because it would bring everybody back up again. But
for a long rest?
Just to get short absolutely rest. Blasted again.
Okay. All right, Gelrin is up. And successful.
And then turn Durathor right afterwards.
And that's a success. So they're at 2 and 2.
Two.
Yeah. They're both.
As long as we don't have explosions.
Durathor's at 2 and 2. Gelrin's at 2 and 1.
Okay.
Yeah. They were both pretty close. Okay, so that's both of them. Toph.
So Bala did say, do whatever we want.
Like stab.
That being said, I don't know. Still don't really entirely understand what he does.
I think she still has one spell slot available.
Where is Bala?
He has a... Toth has a level 1 slot and available, level 2 slot available. Boy.
But we also need to know, like, which things. He has different sorcery points left.
Oh.
Which I don't know how those affect whichever spells. Any
spell that he has with verbal components, he has to cast with subtle. So that costs sorcery points.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll play him by committee.
If Toph was close enough, I would say he would walk in and grab one of the downed people and drag their ass away from the magmen. But he's not anywhere near.
She is not. Yeah.
Yeah. She.
Yeah.
Is there any direct damage spells that are not area of effect, like Hunger of Hadar?
I mean, it looks like an ice knife sounds pretty direct.
Yeah, but she has an ice knife. She's got no...
if we don't care about Gelrin or Darathra, then we could just take off and nuke them from orbit. But
I think we have to not care about them.
I don't care, Gelrin. But
optimizing for absolutely no dying while we have two giants pulling freaking buildings out of the ground is, in my opinion, not a good idea.
Question: Do you guys know how to not make Mev explode? Is there a way, or
we don't know.
Don't kill them.
So every kills for a madman, they just explode no matter how.
Yeah, you just got to kill them 10 feet away from everybody.
That was the great thing about Thunderwave. The potential great thing about Thunderwave is it could push
them back. Also, never mind. Ice Knife is AoE.
Ice Knife is AoE. Don't do that.
Tasha's Mind Whip.
And you won't push it away, so you don't use Ice Knife.
Misty. Okay, let me check something.
She has a crossbow, I think.
Where is top?
There is a crossbow, yep.
Okay.
And then also throwing daggers.
Crossbow is going to be more effective.
Toph could. Okay. Toph is a movement of 30 feet. Toph also can do as a bonus action. This is, I don't know if this would be Toph-like. Has a Misty Step. Misty Step moves her 30 feet, could make it to Gelrin, and I will allow her to pull him 15 feet back, which is half her movement.
All she needs is 10,
don't
right?
See her. I don't
as an action.
Does I don't see her being that good.
Does that trigger opportunity of attack?
Mm-mm. No,
she'll be on the opposite side of Gelrin.
Yeah, she doesn't get within
5 feet.
No, I mean Gelrin.
Now that Gelrin. It puts her at risk, and she's been avoiding the risk.
Yeah, I don't see her being that altruistic.
And technically, it doesn't put Gelrin in an opportunity attack either, because Gelrin's not choosing to move. He's being moved.
Exactly. So it's
I think crossbow is the most likely.
Yeah,
or ice knife.
As much as it seems unfortunate that more than likely they're gonna die.
So
we can.
Can she cast ice knife on a place, or is it the target a creature?
You target a creature,
and then it explodes.
Okay, all right.
5 feet. Right, and it hits everybody around you. Yeah.
Toph would kill Gelrin and
Darathra
with that cast. So I don't think Toph would do that.
I think basically crossbow is probably the...
Okay, so...
The crossbow is more incidental.
Pulling away.
She didn't directly kill
She is within
Gelrin and Darathra.
All right.
Theoretically, the crossbow is going to be non-magical, so it's not necessarily going to kill one of these, depending on what the half damage would be. So, you know.
Yep. Yeah. And she doesn't necessarily know exactly what's going to happen.
She's seen the other ones explode,
she knows about the explody. She doesn't necessarily know.
She doesn't know that it's going to kill the other ones. Yeah, I agree there.
Yeah. All right. So we agree. She's going to take a pot shot with the light crossbow. All right.
Yep.
Here we go.
I assume she'll walk at least far enough forward to get into that. Yep.
That's
damage.
That was damage. Sorry.
And she misses.
She misses from that distance. All right. Well, that was all that conversation for nothing.
I would say she mumbles under her breath, "I should stick to spells," but since she's mute, that's moot.
No, she mouths it then.
All right. The magman that is in front of Tankrin is up. And
didn't they already attack?
They're in group 14. Left.
Actually, interesting.
Yeah,
that is interesting. That one was actually in the other group, but I accidentally had it go with the other one, which will make them both in from now on. Yeah, that's fine. They'll both be in the same. And yeah, we'll make them both in the 14 group. Apparently he had come over from the other group. Because he actually had the initiative of the other group. All right.
Another giant.
Yeah. The giant grabs this large metallic ring from the other Where is he? Can't find it. There he is. From the other giant and proceeds to move away.
What?
Yep. That's what it does. Lillian, you're up.
I know it's not my turn. Can I shout to Lillian to shoot the damn giant? He's getting away.
I don't think that fits her her.
You know what? They're leaving. I prefer this. I am certainly what I'm curious about is whether or not I throw Hunter's Mark on the giants as they leave.
Which I think give us
the ability to follow them later.
What's the range?
It's attention.
It's 90-foot range. So
that's farther than 90 feet.
It's too far.
Okay. Yeah.
Even at the edge.
I was trying to figure out because I actually have second level spell slots now, which is weird for me.
Does that increase the range?
I'm just trying to figure out what that even does.
Can heal?
Oh, no, it doesn't do anything. Okay, never mind. Can I heal? Yeah, if I touch stuff.
Move.
I'm not climbing down off this tower. Yeah. You're right.
Unfortunately, you made a choice to...
I made the best choice.
It is a player or character appropriate choice, that's for sure.
And I will shoot this closest magman.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it kills the fewest people.
Do it.
Shooting at the giant kills the fewest people.
There's that. 14 will hit, I believe. Am I not? Oh, I'm on ruler. Okay. 14 will hit.
Ooh, a whopping
for two damage.
Two damage.
Yeah.
Oh, piercing.
And it is still up, but it is sputtering and flames are starting to fire and shoot out from its torso, and you can tell it's on the
verge. Good, I shoot it again. Waiting.
You shoot it again.
And the second shot takes it and it explodes. Oh. So Tankrin and Agadir. Okay, so Durathra's dead.
Am I clean range, Tankrin?
It's 10 feet, right?
It's
10 feet,
yeah. Yeah, it's okay. 10 feet. I think you're just barely in
range. Alright, that's fine.
Yeah, Gelrin is just out of range.
Nope.
Constitution or dexterity?
It is a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Yeah.
11. That's probably not
11?
Not enough.
Is exactly what you needed.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Okay. So you take half damage. And 13. Same with you, Agadir. So you both take two points of fire damage. All right.
And Durathra, I assume, fails another save.
However, Tankrin, by the way, you are on fire. You that last hit that you took Until a creature takes an action to douse the fire, the target takes 1d6 fire damage at the end of its turn. So
he hasn't taken a turn yet, though.
So yes, you
I did. I glad
oh, yeah, that's right. Healing. Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah. So do you want to retcon that, or do you want to?
No.
I
was too low on hit points.
Okay. So you're gonna take 1 point of fire damage.
Okay, woo! That's fine.
Wow. Ouch.
Okay. Yeah, forgot that little. That's an important detail with these guys.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. So, Lillian, are you done?
Yeah, because I mean, I just took my action, so I can't.
I mean, not Hunter's Mark, Heartbreaker.
I can't. That's definitely it's more
too
than
far
5
away.
Feet. Yeah. Okay, all right. They have to be like literally right next to each other.
I see. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So the other giant.
I will actually use my movement, given that things are starting to ramp down. I'm going to walk back to the ladder that was on this side, or the stairs, or whatever we determined I climbed up.
The elevator.
Okay. Yep. All right.
The elevator. The stone elevator.
The wind loud.
the other fire giant turns and begins moving away as well. Yeah. And that is it does a dash, so it takes its full 60 feet.
That they move as slowly as a regular human does.
Yeah,
it seems weird.
Yeah. Every step would be so huge.
Well, they have a greater stepping distance, but they are slower, I guess.
Slower strides, yeah. Yeah, that's
probably also weird. The reason you could even avoid their attacks because.
Yeah.
They would have to be slow for that to happen.
Yeah. Also, beer is up.
Yeah. Okay, you'll try move. Nah. Just move 20, 30 feet. Okay.
And get into death burst range?
No, maybe not just here. Closer to the no. That's all. Oh. And do nothing.
And do nothing. Okay.
Good job.
I mean, that's kind of nothing. All that Oathabeer's done for a hot minute anyway.
The Thunderwave.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than kills. Oh, nah.
Thunderwave hurt his teammates more than
anything. Yeah, he did that last turn. So
he does not have a really useful. A useful range attack in this case, other than Witch Bolt, which he only gets to do once.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So yeah.
Well, did he already do Witch Bolt?
Yeah,
he did Witch Bolt to.
Yeah, so he can't.
Yeah, and also he used all his spell one, a level one spell slots.
Well, this is weird in that it's not quite spell slots. He can do each one of these spells one time per day.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's okay, really weird.
He already did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The start of the. Oh, okay, I see. Found a way of this also dawn.
Center on you.
Okay. All right. So that's it, right?
Yes.
Agadir, what would you like to do?
I am going to. I'm not on mute, right? Okay. I am going to kind of step across Gelrin. Nope, I'm moving Gelrin.
Okay.
Trying to move my token, but there it goes. I am going to kind of step across to get into melee range with this Magman. But as a bonus action, I am going to do Healing Word on Gelrin.
Okay.
Which is probably is going to backfire, but at least it might keep him from dying. But
how many?
What's that? Just first level healing word.
Okay.
So seven.
Whoa, full HP. Nice.
Full HP for Gelrin?
Oh, max healing, I think is what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And, no, Gelrin has 30 hit points.
Yeah, that was my bonus action. So I'm probably going to end up killing Gelrin again, but at least he won't be failing his third death save. I'm going to attempt to stab the magman as my action.
Alrighty.
So action, rapier attack. 11 is probably going to miss.
11 is going to miss, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to try to stab the magman. And that will end my turn.
Okay. Then up is the magman. And it's going to continue to, considering its success at hitting Tankrin, is going to take an attack at Tankrin again.
I tried to get him to attack me by stabbing at him. That was my ploy.
No.
Now, yeah, unfortunately, he didn't even notice.
Yeah. I guess I would have hit him.
I assume we'll hit.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And 8 points of fire damage.
Okay. Still up.
Still up. All right.
18 HP, right?
Yeah. It's a good thing you healed yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 8 points or 5 points?
8 points.
8 points. Yeah. 15.
Yeah. So you're up to 18. You're 15?
Am I on fire twice or only once?
No, you're only on fire once.
Okay.
Next up is Dars.
Yes, Dars. Dars can move 30 feet and cast slings within 30 feet. So... okay, he'll move... he'll move closer to this battlefield, and then, is it not enough? He can still cast a use sling with disadvantage, right? It's 30 to 120, so 5, miss.
Yeah, that'll miss.
Okay.
Okay. How about Urgala? Who has Urgala?
Yeah, it's me.
All right.
She's going to shoot twice with the arrow, with a short bow.
And is that within short bow range?
80 feet, I think.
90 feet? Okay, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Just bringing up the character sheet. My internet is really slow. There we go.
My short bow says 8320, but yeah.
Your internet's on, my brain is slow.
5.
That 5 will miss.
Okay, second shot.
11 will miss as well.
Okay, that's all she'll do.
Okay. So last magnet is proving difficult to take care of. Sandswood, what would you like to do?
Yes, I'm going to move closer to Gelrin. That is so hard. And cast cast another level 1 cure wounds to it.
10 points.
10 points.
All right. So he's up to 17.
Yeah.
All right.
Level 1 spell.
Okay. And next up is Narth. Narth is unconscious, but stable. So I'm sorry. Was that all of your turn?
Yes. I don't have.
Cool.
Cool.
So Narth is up next. Narth is stable, but he's unconscious, so can't do anything. Yeah, he's snoring. He just started snoring. kind of look over. You're like, dude, come on.
I kind of wish the rules were: if you were stable, then you keep making death saves, but it doesn't matter what you get unless you get a natural 20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. An interesting.
That give him opportunity to back to HP 1, right?
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. All right. Tankrin, you're up. Are you on mute?
Oh, sorry. I'm back. Tankrin is going to attack the Magman with Lightbringer.
Actually, a Magmin.
Magmin what?
And, 21. Oh. That's probably 21. Hits.
Yeah, barely. No, yeah.
It's 10
points of damage.
And that is enough.
It's a magic weapon.
It is, well, it, even if it weren't a magic weapon, that would be enough. So Agadir, Gelrin, and Tankrin, let's go ahead and make our
dirty saving.
Does Lightbringer have a thing where if you hit something that's on fire, it knocks it back to 10 feet before?
No, yeah, yeah, and also it prevents anything from exploding.
From exploding.
And it also revives everybody around you, even those that are permadead.
Okay, so Tankrin, you save
Agadir. Yeah, I have it rolled. I was wondering what kind of saving throw it was. Dex save?
It's a dex save, yes.
25.
You save and take 6 points of damage. And who's got Gelrin? I believe that's you, Alan. Is that right?
Yep. Takes 12, you said?
No, he dex
save throw. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Let me
12 or 6.
Pull up his character sheet. I don't know what his dex is. -2. Well, that's good, right? Oh, 17.
But saves. So everybody takes 6 points of damage. Fortunately, Gelrin has been recently healed and rezzed, brought back. And that destroys the last of the magmen. It is now Gelrin's turn.
Gelrin's gonna just kind of take a nap.
So Gelrin looks up and sees
he's already been dead 3 times, I think.
I think it's only twice.
Okay, but like this is his third go at it, you know?
I really think Gelrin would get up and start hauling ass after the giants.
You know what? What's annoying is he absolutely 100% does.
You know, he's got flaws, but they only go so far.
His flaw is literally, I never run from a fight, especially if it involves giants.
Orcs and giants.
Yeah. Are you saying he's not going to get up and chase these giants?
You can't run from a fight, but you don't have to run to a fight.
Well, okay, so how about make an intelligence check for me?
Oh, God, he's very stupid, too.
He is. Well, he's actually average intelligence. 10 is average intelligence for... Okay, you know what? That's enough for him to realize that with his short, stubby legs and the big, giant, giants booking it at full speed, no way he will be able to, without some kind of form of conveyance... magical or otherwise, there's no way he's going to catch up to these giants.
Like these horses that are right over here and prepared and ready to leave?
Yeah. Well.
Not his horse.
There's that.
He lives in this town. He knows where the horses are.
It's his fault. Yes. I will steal a damn horse to chase after giants.
I do believe a man who basically almost died twice and is already feeling quite terrible. And he would be aware of his stub legs. Would not chase that, or at least not full speed. So I think he will literally just stand up and collect his thoughts.
Okay. Next up, Dorothra, the last pulse of blood comes out of her body, and the blood just begins to coagulate. And her body goes cold.
What was her flaw? She would defend this town to the death.
She did exactly that. And up next is Toph. I feel like Toph has no interest in going after these giants. What do you guys think?
Toph was trying to get us to make peace with them. Well, trying to get me.
That
was the biggest mistake.
She won't That is not fair.
So yes, I agree.
What's Toph's range on her telekinesis or whatever thing, could she speak to the giant again? Hey, come back. We're not done playing. We got rid of all your playmates. Now it's your turn.
Well, she is sending, which is...
that's a spell, though, right? Or is that
It's a level 2 spell. No, a 3 spell. Now she doesn't even have a... She doesn't have that...
No, I didn't know if her telekinetic or whatever ability that she has is part of her... whatever feat she has. I think it's telekinetic feat.
Telepathic, detect thoughts, able to speak telepathically with any creature as long as you can share language. You also learn detect thought. Okay, so it doesn't give a distance. You're able to speak telepathically to any creature as long as you share a language.
I mean, she did speak to these earlier in the fight, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, you can speak telepathically to any creature you can see within 60 feet.
Okay, so they're too far away.
Telepathic utterances are in a language you know, and the creatures understand you only if they know that. All right, so yeah, it's too far away.
So she'd have to use sending if she wanted to talk to...
And yeah, I don't think she's that invested in talking to these giants, right?
Yeah, I would say.
All right. So any... Is there anything for her to do? Narth is stable.
I would probably move him up closer to the rest of the group. Not that it really makes that much of a difference, but...
Sure, that looks good. Yeah. all right. So the other giant goes. He continues to move away. Lillian, do you want to do anything?
Other than start climbing down? Nope.
Yeah, okay.
Climb down the ladder. And...
The giant continues to move away. And Othovir is up. Does Othovir care to make any... I mean, he doesn't have that fight to the death flaw. So I don't know. What do you think? Who has off of here?
Sandsward.
Yeah, off of here is stays there, do nothing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Anybody gonna do anything?
Actually, I am thinking something, but it's so far away. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm thinking wild shape into a giant hyena. And run 100 feet per turn to chase giants. Not wise, so I won't do that.
You think a hyena might be able to take on 2 fire giants?
No.
That'd be fun.
they'll come back and I'll run back to my group, so those giants will come back together and yeah, that's all.
Okay. The chaos of the battlefield dies down. The giants continue to move away. They leave and...
with a ring?
With this gigantic... this gigantic ring, that metallic ring that they've pulled from the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I think some of us could do some healing.
Yeah, in the aftermath, what do you all decide to do? You do have still have one unconscious NPC. Do you want
to? Oh, who is that?
Narth is stable but unconscious.
And one good berry is
fine. I give him one.
So eat your berry if you want.
You're gonna lay on hands for one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. So he comes back to consciousness. And looks around and sees Darathra dead on the battlefield.
No.
It's a solemn occasion. These people got pretty badly battered and bruised and bloodied, and they lost one of their own. They lost a respected and treasured Lord Protector. Darathra was a big deal in this town, and quiet and a hush comes over the battlefield as everybody begins to mourn the loss of their comrade.
I'm assuming there's no healers or clerics or anybody in this town that can.
Not at that level, no.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
What are those numbers, Sanford?
Berry time. I mean, I have 40 berries that can
every time
5 HP per berries and 30 to heal 6 and 20 to heal 7.
You have 90 a ton of good HP. Berries.
I have a ton of HP, yeah, and since they are produced by different spell levels, so they heal, the number they heal is different. This is the first battle, first day of the adventure, right? So, yeah, before the adventure, I burned all my spell slots to produce all these berries.
380.
Well, luckily, I don't have to eat any of your gross berries.
I'm down 8 points, so if you get any combination of 8 good berries or whatever.
Is that over 500 hit points in good berries?
Maybe. That's
wait a minute,
120.
Yeah, that is how good a
life for it. I'm just gonna say everybody can heal up to max with these good berries if they want.
You know, I think we've got enough good berries. If we shove all of them into Rafa, it'll bring it back from the dead.
And make a berry pie? I don't know. No. The worst joke. No.
The NPCs will all take
whatever you want.
Take enough to heal up to max.
Yeah, I'll take 1 save HP. And that is for me, and Jeff takes 6-7 HP, right? This bookkeeping would kill me. 40, 30, yeah. 14 for now.
So who is is there a mayor, a leader?
The editor takes 2.
Someone who's acting as though they're in charge?
Darathra was the Lord Protector. Urgala was ran the inn.
Narth was the guy we saw at the beginning.
He sells gear. It was really Darathra is the main official in the town.
These
remaining are significant citizens in the town. They really current Lord Protector is Darathra. Rather, enacts and modifies local laws, enforced by the 12, a squad of a dozen mounted warriors. They are off taking care of orcs somewhere else. there's really no real, you know, certainly these 12 are subservient to Dorathra and enforce laws and whatnot.
There must be a second in command.
There, aside from the, not really.
okay.
aside from maybe a captain of the 12.
Who's away?
Who's away? Yeah. It's really and the citizens all, you know, they all look after things, and there are some prominent citizens. Urgala being notable among them. Narth is fairly new. The lion shield coster is a fairly new thing added to a new shop in town. But you know, guys like Gelrin are longtime residents and are, you know, looked upon with respect, and so they have some say and authority in the town. You don't really get the impression that Darz is a bit of a shady character. You don't really get the impression that he has a
Did you say shady or shitty?
Yes. and Althavir is respected as well he's a well-known harness maker. He makes tack and whatnot for horses and whatnot. And between them, they have strong voices in the town. They are not technically leaders, but yeah.
Tinker is going to look at. See what was in the. If there's anything else in the hole in the ground that the giants dug out.
Go ahead and roll me an investigation check.
And a dexterity check to see if you fall in the hole.
16.
With a 16, you do find shards of metallic substance in the dirt. That has been left behind. It looks like perhaps it's maybe shavings or something from the remains of this thing that was pulled out of the ground.
Okay, ask the crowd just yell out. Does anyone know anything about? Is there any history behind this thing that got dug out of the ground? And maybe Gelrin or Othavir, maybe look at Gelrin and Othavir.
Yeah.
As long-term residents.
That's a good question.
Did you know that this was buried here?
Let me make some history checks from these folks.
Well, he's intelligent.
He's not really. He rolled well.
Okay.
I'll consider what they know.
Is that
some history and intelligence checks? So Gelrin takes a look at the scraps of metal, the shavings of metal that you found. He's not aware of what the device is, but because of his background, his smithy background, he looks and he instantly recognizes it as adamantine. It's adamantine. It's a rare metal. It is difficult to work with and forge. It is extraordinarily strong, and lightweight for its strength. and it's very highly valued. It is rare to see, which suggests that it is an important and valuable piece of something. He also, being an older dwarf, he has a certain amount of remaining knowledge or knowledge from of long, of history from a long time ago, and he indicates that there in this area there were that there were battles that took place between giants and dragons in these areas, and that perhaps that this is something related to that, that battle from long ago. He doesn't place it precisely in time. That's a pretty much about all you get from the.
How big is the hole that they dug?
Well, it's probably about 15 to 20 feet deep.
So giants know it's there. It's not like they're searching something. They know it's there because they dig.
Had a rod. I don't know if this is when you were out, but they had a rod that it looked like
green detector.
It's kind of a metal detector. Yeah, they were using it somewhat like a divining rod or a dowsing rod. Yeah, and they used it to locate, to direct them to exactly where to, where to dig, and they found
a lot of ring fighting.
By the way, I did a ritual cast next to the hall. Ritual cast detect magic. I want to see if that thing is magical or not.
There is a definite residual magic. It is difficult to pinpoint you can't really pinpoint a school of magic, but there is a residual magic that perhaps the thing was at one time magic. You doubt that it was full-fledged functional magic item when it was pulled out of the ground, but it had been there for many years, centuries perhaps.
If detect magic can pick up residual magic, can I cast a ritual identify and pick up a residual identity of what it was that they took?
You could try.
I mean, I got 10 minutes to burn, so I mean, if you want, I'll run up there and cast identify on the hole. I don't know if that's gonna make me look like an idiot bard.
You are already a no. Do it.
I'm gonna say. No.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
Tempting, but I'm going to say.
I want to ask the folks, NCP here, do they know there was a ring on the ground, or they just,
had no idea. They have been living here for for so many decades without any knowledge of anything being present.
Okay.
It seems unlikely that a little rural town would have a giant block of adamantium and just be like, "Nah, it's whatever. We'll just leave it there."
Okay.
Well, the question is, do we follow the black spider or do we follow the
giants?
Track the giants, because they're probably going to be pretty easy to track.
As you're discussing this, Urgala approaches you.
Urgala? Is she or she where?
And she relates to you that Urgala used to be an adventurer in her back in the day.
Okay.
Before she decided to settle down and run an inn. And one of her former adventuring companions was a wealthy knight named Harthos Zymorvan. And he possessed a giant slayer greatsword.
Ooh.
And the last time Urgala spoke with him, he was living at his ancestral keep, Zymorvan Hall, on the Rovin Road northwest of Silvery Moon. She feels that Harthos may be willing to part with the weapon if she provides you with a letter of introduction and the assumption that you're in pursuit of these giants.
Do you know how good this weapon is? Like, yeah, I'm asking her like the tag value or special.
It is a magic weapon, and it does additional, it is able to penetrate armor a little bit, penetrate through the defenses a little bit better of any foe. But when it strikes a giant, it does additional damage and potentially knocks the giant down.
Mm. Okay.
So it's pretty significant.
Anybody wielding that tanker?
Yeah, we need to cancel it with the dice rolling. But yeah.
I was gonna say I do feel like we will need to do something about the fact that we don't really have any effectiveness against giants. Like, they're probably going to have pretty high armor class.
Yeah.
We're going to need any help we can get to take them down.
Yeah, and my plan is to cast heat metal on their armor, but still, yeah.
But Lillian's opinion in general on this matter is, I still don't understand what we owe this town.
True. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing, that we're not... attached to the town, so.
But, I don't plan on leaving the party. I just plan on abandoning the party if it doesn't look good. So, defer to your judgment. However, we did have a plan beforehand.
You mean the dragon? No, the other black something. I don't want to say it.
The black beetle.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Black Halloween creature.
while you're continuing to discuss this, the surviving members of the town. One by one, come up to you and thank you for your assistance in defending the town. Mm-hmm. And each one of them has something to offer you. In Urgala's case, it was this giant slayer greatsword. As a potential. And each one of them, offers up to you, something of value that could be pursued that could have value. Mm-hmm. Dars, for example, it indicates that, he was recently, he was recently visited by an old acquaintance. Remember, Darris is a sketchy character, sketchy background, history. But this was a merchant from Mirabar who had an interesting tale to tell. The merchant apparently saw a dwarf cleaning stables in Xantharl's Keep, which is a fortified village on the Long Road, who he recognized from a wanted poster. And this wanted poster, indicated that there is a 5,000 gold piece reward for capturing and returning this individual. Darris was briefly entertaining the idea of collecting this guy himself, a guy by the name of Weevil. But between the fact that his age is catching up to him and his experience during this attack, he's decided that he would rather pass this information on to you and let you guys choose whether or not you want to pursue it. So that's Darris. Mm. Narth. It says that a few months ago, the Costa received payment for 5 horse harnesses made by Othavir, who recently finished the last of the harnesses. He needs to arrange delivery on these harnesses to a place called Noanar's Hold. And considering the recent giant attacks, he's worried about them arriving safely. So he indicates that he can pack up the harnesses and send you off with a draft horse named Boris and a cart, and you will each receive upfront 100 gold pieces each, and you get to keep Boris in the cart as a bonus. So that is what Narth has to offer. And Othavir, after his close call during the giant's attack, says there's a stash of magic items that I was considering that my family squirreled away that I was going to go retrieve. It's kept for emergencies. But he doesn't feel like he wants to put the risk forth to travel to Silvery Moon, where the family tower is, and he'll provide you with the location of this, this cache of magic items, and you can choose to go after that if you choose to. And lastly, Gelrin. Gelrin approaches you after being gone for some time and provides you with a scroll. That scroll is a letter of recommendation. It's not a magic scroll. Don't get too excited. He suggests that you present it to King Morin or Queen Tithmel, should you find yourselves in Citadel Felbar at any time. And this will provide you with the a beneficial relationship with the king or the queen.
And where precisely is this citadel in King and Queen?
Felbar. Citadel Felbar is northeast. It's in the Silver Marches, quite a bit to the north and east. Let me see if we have a. Do we have?
Can you say the name again? There's a map.
You're talking about. Oh, hang on. Let me switch back to that.
I don't know if that label the name.
It is Citadel Felbar. It is in the Silver Marches. Just if you look to the northeast on that map, which technically you don't really have, but you may or may not know you know the general location of it. For your personal edification, that's fine. But your characters are familiar with the general location, not the specifics of. Unless you want to make some kind of a check to verify, but to see if you know the location. And I think that covers all the NPCs and their offers. Obviously, you don't get anything from Durathra.
God, who killed her?
Well, we can loot her corpse.
Nachman? I want to talk to the team that I have my cantrip has guidance and resistance that can give you advantage when you do saving throw or skill check. But I have to touch you willingly. So.
And guidance and resistance are both concentration checks. So you can only do one of them to one person at a time.
Yes.
So right.
I'm asking for consent for are you guys willing to be touched when that happens? So I don't have to ask every time. Yeah, that's why I did not do any of it when you guys are checking something or something.
Because you don't get to get consent one time. Sure. You have to ask for consent every time.
I want to ask for like a permanent consent for guidance.
No, we don't. Sure. We don't play that in this part.
Sure. Show me on the doll where the druid touched you.
Okay. Then I'll ask every time. But yeah, that just means I cannot secretly touch you to cast guidance when you are trying to do some sneaky check or something.
Yeah, this is D&D PR.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Just one.
I mean, if you really want to, then you could just come up behind us. Like if I'm trying to pick a lock, you could just put your hand on my shoulder and say, "Don't mess up," or whatever.
Yeah.
You probably don't need consent for that, but I mean, most of us are not really going to be considered an unwilling creature.
I would say, based on our options, right? If we choose to follow the giants, we probably should do it sooner than later.
Yeah.
And I would also feel like being given a giant slayer sword before encountering giants seems wise.
My other thought is we can get to that sword, but we don't have to kill the giants, right? I mean, we can go take the sword and then do whatever we want.
Further, and personally, selfishly, I just like money. I think this option of getting a horse and a cart and delivering some goods and getting the hell out of this death town.
Well, bear in mind that the Darz's offer, the reward for returning the dwarf that he fingered, so to speak, is worth 5,000 gold pieces. That's a nice chunk of change.
Yeah, but hey, we don't trust.
I think that's 1,000 gold a piece.
But we've been told that this man is shady.
True. Yeah.
I mean, just look at him. Although I'd say the same about Olivier.
You want to make an insight check?
You know what I do.
Shady? Do you want your guidance?
I do want to make a insight check. I don't need your guidance.
Well, it's too late anyway. even if you did.
Well, I said I don't need it because I was already clicking it.
Let me check something.
Because 5,000 gold up to this point is more than we have made in the sum total of our adventures together.
It is.
And from a man who sounds relatively untrustworthy.
You really, actually, you know, he's a bit shady, but he definitely seems like he is being forthright and upfront. You actually, in the wake of the battle, you feel like he is putting forth something that he himself has just given up on. It's money that he would love to have, but he's truly putting this, giving you this information in appreciation for your work here, and still he's really. If you think about what he's doing, he's already a kind of a shady character. So turning in another shady character, it's a little, kind of flies in the face of the, honor among thieves, so to speak.
Shady bro code.
So there's already a little sense of that, but you do really feel like he's being genuine with his offer.
So part of my background is actually coming from a criminal spy background, and one of my background features is criminal contact, that I am part of a liaison of criminal networks, and I can get messages to and from. So I would like to send a message and see, because I'm assuming any reward of this value would be known more broadly.
You want to find out if there is actually a reward out there available?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I saw a poster on the front of this building that had that guy's face on it, but I don't read so well, so maybe not.
You can send off a missive, so to speak, to try to get. It'll take some time.
Yep.
But you can definitely send a message off in the outgoing mail, so to speak, to one of your contacts to see if there's a reward for this person. Absolutely, yeah.
I also have a criminal spy background, so could I just pretend to be his contact and come back and say, "Hey, man, this is totally legit."
Manny Limito attack. Barding Limito attack.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a stretch.
I'm going to say that I'm smart enough to know when it's a bard responding.
I got a 14 deception. Does that help?
If you want to try to convince him that you've heard of this guy, if that's something you want to do, you are welcome to try to deceive him in that regard.
I'm always willing to screw around with the ranger, so
feel free to make an opposing insight check, Lillian.
And ask for guidance if you need it.
Yeah. Well, you believe him. You believe that that he truly believes that this guy is one.
I believe that the bard is telling the truth based on his brain. I don't trust his brain.
That's fair. That's fair.
No, he's got to roll an intelligence check to see if he's smart enough to outsmart the bard.
I think I will be. I'm not sure you want that.
And I would even say he should get advantage.
Sounds more like a saving throw.
You'll follow the Ronald Reagan the rule of trust but verify.
It sounds like the options for me, purely selfishly, because that's the way we roll, is to get the money. I'm not here just as a, just to hang out.
Okay. All right. Well, so as you ponder that, you discuss it amongst yourselves. What we're going to do, I think, is we're going to leave that here because it is less than 10 minutes of 6 and Jeff had to drop off anyway. So, yeah, we'll pick up here when we come back. And, we'll see you guys next time.
Oh, that was quick.
Wow.
I think you meant to hit stop recording.
Yeah.
That was unintentional.
And then we'll see you guys next
week. Yeah, John Misty stepped out of the meet.
Bye.
Okay.